This is RSBNB Update, episode 227, recorded Thursday, October 22nd, 2009. Tap your shoes together. Hello, everybody. It's that time of the year when the leaves are falling, it's getting colder out, the grass
is
colder.
Yeah, that's why you dumbasses call it fall.
Yeah.
Because it's simple, like your mind's fall.
No.
The more sophisticated among us call it autumn.
Well, sure, fall, autumn, whatever. Whatever
floats your boat.
That's Brad.
Whatever floats my boat.
The Englishman from... South...
England?
South,
England?
Southeast? No, southwest? Yeah,
I'm not from the south... Where I live is difficult to classify on the northeast southwest scale because
yeah, it is because like right in the middle, right?
It's not. Well, no, it's not. It's like southwest of the middle. So look at the middle and then look southwest of the middle. That's where I am.
That's where to drop the nukes.
Yep.
Yeah. So another achievement diary. I think we're kind of exhausting areas, aren't we?
Not really. I mean, it is the first achievement diary since January of this year, so it's been a while.
Which ones are left then after this, would you say?
Well, they've done Karamja, Varrock, Lumbridge and Draenor, Falador, Fremenik, Sears Village, Ardoin. They could do Tree Gnome Stronghold.
Well, that's sort of in the same area as this one.
Yeah, but it's not covered.
Well, I guess you could include Lunar in that, you know?
Piscatoris?
Yeah.
Nah, that might be a bit small to have its own diary. The Wilderness Achievement Diary?
Maybe. That'd be interesting.
Canifis and that Vampire Lands.
Yeah, the Vampire Lands where they shot Twilight.
Oh, God. No,
I got an email saying that October 22nd, Twilight Edition, Twilight premiere Saturday, October 24th at 9 p.m. on Movie Central.
Nobody cares, for God's sake. But if they were to do the Vampire Lands, they could incorporate Burg der Rot and Meyerditch in that.
Yeah, that'd be good. Make some blood runes.
Yes.
I like that quest.
And also, now that they've added elite tasks to the Ardoin diary, it's there was a post from Jagex Mod on the forum that I saw saying that they were now probably going to add elite tasks to all of the existing diaries. They just wanted to gauge the community's reaction to an elite diary.
Oh, that's good.
Very high requirements.
Well, let's skip all the beating around the bush then and get going, shall we?
We aren't beating around the bush. We're talking about it.
That's an expression.
Don't beat around my bush.
Anyways, easy, medium, and hard tasks, as one would expect. I don't know, there's not much to say about them, other than maybe there's a few that we should highlight. For instance, like just stealing anything is an easy task, using the West Ardoin Church, entering the Castle Wars waiting room, that's easy.
The only of the easy tasks, only, most of them, quite a few have quest requirements, but only 1, 2, 3, 4 have skill requirements.
Yeah.
Which is a total of 16 thieving, 15 fishing, and 3 summoning, so that is easy. If you can make it to Ardoin and you don't have those skills, then wow.
You know, I used to have to walk from Ardoin to Varrock back in the day because my magic level was really low.
Yeah, and because you had to complete that quest to get the Ardoin teleport.
Yeah. No. Remember the one where you had to carry the vials of the stuff? I forget what quest that was. I think that was one of the plague ones.
I think that was, and you couldn't teleport.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember, you know, having to walk over White Wolf Mountain and then having to walk down the other side all the way to Ardoin.
Did you get attacked by a wolf?
Of course you did. It's White Wolf Mountain.
I had an interesting dream last night, I just remembered.
What was your dream? Was it about a white wolf?
No, it was about a tiger.
Okay, did you shoot it?
No. And a jackal.
Did they molest you?
No.
What happened
then? Like the dog, like somebody near me started touching him, the dog went crazy, and the tiger came to help the dog, and everybody else was freaking out, and it was my job to kind of just slip away.
So it was like man versus beast. So hang on a second. There's a problem. Shane just runs away.
Well, yeah, I didn't have a gun. What do you expect me to do?
This is nothing to do with me. I will merely vacate the premises and allow all the innocents to die. That sounds like Shane-esque thinking.
Anyways, the reward from the easy one, you get the Ardoin cloak. When worn, it gives you unlimited teleports to the monastery south, more drops from the Temple of Light creatures, reduced chance of being caught when stealing from stalls in the marketplace, and 200 death runes when trading in a cat to the citizens of West Ardoin, and a 1,000
twice as many death runes,
and a 10,000 or 1,000 experience lamp.
And you make that sound like, you know, it wasn't possible to get death runes before. If you don't have the cloak, you get 100 death runes. If you have the cloak, it doubles it, you get 200.
And a 10% prayer boost when entering Castle Wars. That's pretty good, you know? So if you have 70 prayer, 10% of 70 is 7, so plus 70, you got 77 prayer.
The only things that really interest me in the experience, in the achievement diaries, are the experience lamps.
Yeah,
really.
That's true.
I mean, and the teleports are occasionally useful. I mean, the teleport on the ring from the Lumbridge and Draenor diary is useful. It's almost like a Falador teleport, but it's free and you have to run a bit.
Yeah, see, the problem with this diary is that the rewards aren't as good as they could be, you know? Like, in terms of the cloak.
They aren't as useful as...
Yeah, basically. Moving on to medium, one of the tasks in the medium one is you have to pick some watermelons from the farming patch. So 49 farming.
47. Call yourself a farmer.
What? No, it says 49 on the RuneScape page.
Watermelons are 47.
No, they're 49.
Well, then what I'm reading is wrong.
What are you reading?
I'm not at liberty to say. Let me look it
up. Okay. Yeah, you do that.
Players can grow their own watermelons by planting 3 watermelon seeds in an allotment patch at level 47. Log in and look at the in-game thing. It's level 47.
Okay, then why does it say 49 on the page?
Well, it's obviously wrong, but Shane, you are 99 farming, and you do not even know that it's 47 to grow watermelons, not 49.
But I don't... That's not really a problem for me.
For shame, Shane. I'm just logging in now to check the in-game.
You do that. I swear it's 49.
I swear it's 47.
Okay, what do you want to bet?
I will bet you... you have to admit that the conservative right is wrong. And if I don't, I will say that the centrists are wrong. Okay, in a second. I'm not interested because I know I'm right. Okay, farming. They come under what? Watermelon 47.
What?
Do you want me to screen?
No,
screenshot.
No, that's okay. I swear they're always 49.
No, I'm going to make you look at this, Shane.
Other tasks in there, you have to kill a sword chick in the Tower of Life, mine some coal, catch a fish at the fishing platform, sell some rubidium.
Which you is involved in the quest Kenneth concerns.
Yeah, you did that quest. What do you think of it?
I didn't like it that much. It wasn't bad.
And you also have to use a fairy ring to enter the unicorn pen.
La la la.
Rewards from that are an upgraded cloak, of course, which allow you a daily teleport to the farming patch north of the city.
Helpful when doing farming runs, yes, no.
Yeah, but if you do more than one farming run a day, that's kind of pointless.
Yeah.
You get 100 rune essence now per day from the wizard guy who teleports you to the runes.
Read it, bitch.
Hey, don't
look at the picture.
That's a bad word to say. Don't say that word.
That's a bad word to say. Don't say that word.
Yeah, otherwise I'll send you to your room for a timeout.
Just look at the picture.
I did.
You're wrong. I am right.
Ability to toggle Ring of Life to the Ardoin city. If you use the lever in Ardoin teleport to the wilderness, you'll receive 10 seconds of immunity. More drops from the Tower of Life, reduced chance of being caught when thieving, and chance of receiving more runes from the Aranya Rune Altar. So it's safe to say if you're doing this quest and you're runecrafting, I mean, if you're going runecrafting, you should do this diary.
And but, wear the cloak.
Yeah, you also get a 5k lamp from that.
7.5 according to my... I don't know. How the hell is my information that I am reading from currently different to yours? This thing says, let's
what
actually
are you
find
reading?
Somebody. I'm not. I can't divulge my source.
Oh, okay. Well,
but my source is saying it was right about the farming, and Jagex was wrong. Says that it's a 7,500 experience land. We need who's done it. Who is actually? I'm going to log into RuneScape again and talk to people.
You know, I'm willing to say 5,000 because
5,000 sounds more on the mark. But
yeah,
my source was right when yours was wrong before. So I just want to double check this. Why the hell is Jagex actually got their information wrong?
I don't know. Let's see.
Okay, let's just log into clan chat.
Yeah, and good luck finding someone.
Oh, but there must be somebody on my friends list online who's done it.
I'm going to rattle off some of the hard tasks while you're figuring that out. Kill a Shadow Warrior in the Legends Guild basement. Enter the Magics Guild. Cast Aranya Teleport. Kill the Frog Eel in the Tower of Life. Oh, here we are. Level 51 magic. Cast the Ardoian Teleport spell. Another one. Pick a papaya or coconut from the fruit tree patch near Tree Gnome Village. And use the Castle Wars Catapult after. So it's safe to say that with this, you need to play a game of Castle Wars because you need to win a game for the hard task as well. So, yeah, it's great fun. I'm not looking forward to doing that part of it. I did some of it, but not all of it.
I just asked in clan chat, and they say 7,500.
Really?
Yep, so once again...
What do they say about the experience... Or not the experience lamp, the farming...
Shane, the in-game guide says 47.
I swear it was always 49, though.
I always remember it as 47.
I remember it as 49.
Well, Shane, the in-game guide says 47. Jagex is obviously wrong. Clearly.
I'm going to check up with some of my farming buddies later and see what they have to say about
Oh,
this.
Yeah, because the in-game guide is wrong.
Yeah, and we've been farming for so long, you know?
Yeah, Shane, you've been farming so long and you got the level required for watermelons wrong. It obviously seems that this thing on Jagex's site is just wrong.
I always remember it being 49.
I'm just... I'm just... Okay.
Okay, rewards for the hard tasks. Another upgraded cloak. 150 essence per day. Teleport the watch... Toggle the watchtower teleport to be inside, you know? After thieving from chests in the Ardoian Castle or under the Chaos Druid's Tower, you'll be teleported to East Ardoian's northernmost bank instead of a random location. More drops from the Tower of Life, reduced chance of being caught when picking pockets or stealing from anywhere in RuneScape, and apparently a 28,000 experience lap.
But that number could be dubious, as Jagex is... information is already... I mean, I'm sorry, this is going to be a rant against Jagex. How the hell can you have this information wrong on your site? Twice. Twice. What? I mean, it's just 49 farming for watermelons. I've just looked it up on various fan sites, and they all have 47. So how can Jagex be this wrong about their own game? It's frankly abysmal.
It sounds like a conspiracy.
And they got the experience. If everybody in clan chat is lying to me, I'm sorry, but everybody in clan chat told me that it was 7,500, not 5,000. I mean, we use their site mostly. I don't, and my source proof better as a source for this update. And if they're feeding us dud information, it's pretty pissing me off. God damn it, Jack!
What else is pissing
difficult.
You off today?
I'm not, this isn't therapy. Go away.
Was someone mean to you today at recess?
At recess, Shane, I haven't been to school in a year. Was somebody mean to you? Did some Asians ask you where the toilet was and you didn't like that?
That was last week.
You racist.
What?
Shane's a racist, everybody.
No.
Whereas I love everybody, I think we should all hold hands and dance and sing.
Yeah, that's where your mind is. Elite tasks. Catch a manta ray.
These only unlock after you've done easy, medium, and hard.
Catch a manta ray in the fishing trawler minigame.
I hated the trawler. I mean, hang on a second, because when you do the trawler, right, you go out with a group of people, and then the loot is actually placed in that thing at the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, do you have to acquire it, or do you just have to have been on a trawler that catches a manta ray?
You just have to be on a trawler that catches a manta ray, because if you have the fishing level, that fish will be reserved for you.
So, oh, right.
Everybody has their own fish pool now.
Oh, I see. It's been changed.
Yeah.
It's a long time since I did it.
Have an Abyssal Titan hold hold essence for you while runecrafting at the Aranya Altar. 93 summoning. Attempt to picklock the door into the basement in the Yanel dungeon. 82 thieving.
I don't know if this has been quickly fixed, but in clan chat, the day it was released, which was Tuesday, wasn't it? Was it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday, yeah. X-Blades was in clan chat, and he was saying that you actually got credit for doing it even if you failed. So even if you didn't have the thieving level, you could attempt it and get credit, but that might have been fixed. I imagine it would have been.
Well, it says attempt.
Yeah. But it may have been fixed that you don't get... I don't know. But it could still be possible to do even if you don't.
You need to remove pure essence from a giant pouch, 75 runecrafting, and make a rune crossbow from scratch, including the stock and the limbs. So 91 smithing and 69 fletching.
So basically, the two really hard levels there, 82 thieving should be a joke with Pyramid Plunder if you need it, which sounds like you don't. 75 runecrafting, that's fair old whack. 93 summoning and 89 with a mature dwarven stout.
Yeah.
So, but still, 89 smithing and 93 summoning, that's
fun. I like that.
That is elite.
I don't know. I'm deciding what to do after agility.
The reward is fairly nice.
Yeah, apparently.
if it's correct. Which we cannot be sure of.
Unlimited teleports to the farming patch and 4 experience lamps worth 50k each in any skill.
Now that is the nice thing to me. The 4, yeah. The 200k free experience. I would use that in farming so I never have to do it.
Oh, I'd use that in mining and summoning. Two most expensive skills.
Mining isn't expensive.
Well, expensive in terms of time.
Expensive in terms of time.
Yeah, when I look at prices for anything, I don't look at only the GP price. I also look at the opportunity cost price of what kind of time I'm losing, you know?
Yeah, I don't mind spending more money if it's going to be quick.
Okay.
Here we go. That was fun.
Yeah, it was real fun.
That was fun.
Oh, the dual tournament rework. Under the hood changes, as they mentioned in their tweet regarding this week's updates. They say that... what are you linking me to? Oh, okay. They say that in this, they're going to be... Or they have made changes so that in the waiting room, you'll now be... Everybody is assigned to a single register. This is based on combat level and other factors that they don't mention. Also, the registers now have a tournament rank cap, so anything beyond that certain cap, you won't be able to move up until you raise your combat level, which is what they advised to move through them, because apparently there were probably people abusing it beforehand. But I don't know, this is just getting a passing mention to seeing neither of us are into PvP, and I really don't think the dual tournament system is... a PvP mechanism that's used.
Many other factors. It says, you know, when entering the dual arena tournament waiting room, you will now be assigned to a single registrar. The assignment is partially based on combat level, but also many other factors.
Yeah, I went through that while you were relieving yourself.
I wonder what the many other factors
could be. I don't know.
Interesting.
But,
well, not really, since not many of us are into this, but...
Yeah. They say if you reached a tournament rank of 1045, your milestone rank would be recorded as 1,000. If you subsequently lost a match, you would reduce your rank by 50 points. It would only drop to 1,000, since that is the last milestone you reached. And finally, the most exciting change, they say, is now the entrant who places second in a tournament gets 20% of the entry fees.
Why?
So that's good, you know?
Yeah, it's still not that interesting.
I don't know. What else have we got? That's probably about it for this week's updates. Tweaks and fixes. They made a few good ones this week. Let's take a look at them. First off, health bars no longer become completely red unless the player has 0 hit points, which is good, you know, because it was obvious.
Yeah, that used to annoy me when you used to be fighting something that had an all red health bar.
How many more hits until Jad is dead?
Yes, yeah, like 0, 0, 0, 0. Like, for God's sake, 0, 0, 0, 0, 1. Oh, he's still not dead. 0, 0, 0, 0, 1. Still alive. 0, 0, 0. Oh, no, you died.
When you're in resizable mode, the chat window can now be vertically resized.
Yep. If you want to, you know, if conversation's fast flowing.
And stat interface will also expand itself now in that mode, which looks very ugly, if I do say so myself. You know, like
it does look very ugly.
What's with the space in between? You know, like
no need to spit, Shane.
There's spaces in between.
Yeah,
I was talking to Mike about this, and his idea was, you remember back in the day, the numbers didn't used to be so crunched together up and down. You know,
no.
The idea was that it could be made wider again.
Possibly.
I don't know. That seems like a good idea, right?
Although, interesting to note, if you have the chat box fully extended, as I did the other night when I was playing around with it, if you enter the little screen to hit to send a private message back to somebody, it'll actually resize it momentarily back to the small size, and then as soon as you've sent the message, it goes back up to big.
Yeah, it seems a little weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah. After completing Within the Light, our quest from last week, you can now ask for Elunid, I guess that's how you'd say that, to change your teleport destination. So I guess you can use those crystals to get to the Dark Beasts now. So I guess that's what I'm assuming that means.
Could be more wrong information.
Yeah, so all you 90 Slayers out there, Paul?
Could be useful, but does that mean that, you know, sort of permanently get taken there instead of Lilithia?
I don't know. You'd probably have to change it back when you recharge the crystal, you know?
Yeah, I'd probably just prefer to keep it as Lilithia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not how you say it. You say it as Lilithia.
Lilithia.
There you go.
Lilithia.
I'm going to teach you how to say words properly. Now it sounds like you have some speech impediment.
Don't make fun of people with speech impediments, you bastard.
What? I was just saying that it sounded like you did. Your position on your gravestone is now visible on the minimap.
Interesting.
Position of that little drag thing that controls how wide the name field is. They're now remembered between logins.
Yeah.
You can now purchase multiple skill capes. You don't seem very enthused about that.
No, not multiple. Not okay. Massively enthused, no.
And they changed the Tazari Fight Cave's records progress. In the future, if you get disconnected during a wave, you'll automatically restart from that rave rather than having to restart the minigame again. Yeah, one of my attempts to do that ended up in a disconnection. So, that's good, you know?
That's good.
Interface that lets you change the left-click function of the summoning status globe will no longer be closed by combat. And Murky Matt at the Grand Exchange can now combine charges on teleport jewelry. That's good. To an extent, like, but I wonder if you have two amulets of glory, do you lose an amulet of glory?
Sorry?
Well, combining the charge on jewelry, you know?
Yeah, yes, that is handy.
I wonder if you lose a glory, because those are rather expensive now.
I doubt you would. You'd probably just get one fully charged and one uncharged.
Oh, maybe. That's a good idea. You should go try it.
Well, I would, Shane, but I'm far away from the Grand Exchange.
Just clap your hands and you'll end up there.
It isn't Kansas, damn it.
What?
Oh, no, sorry, that's tapping your toes or your heels together.
Yeah, you do that, though. Don't you English people do that with the kind of shoes you wear?
Just shut up, Shane. I've had enough of your blatant racism. You dirty Canadians. Blame Canada. It isn't even a real country anyway.
Okay, a blog update from last week's quest covering the
within
release,
the launch.
Covering the release candidate stage and the release stage of this quest. And they said,
it's not that long, really.
Why release this and what is to come? So basically they said what we said last week, that that this quest was primarily used as filler content because it's been quite a long time, and they know it's been years since Morning's End Part 2 is released. And the reason why that everything has been kind of delayed with this is because of summoning Wel'Guth Exleafs and RuneScape HD, because, well, Morning's End Part 3 would have ended up being like a Wel'Guth Exleafs. So, there you go.
Yeah, they also say they released this quest as it had been years since ME2's release, and players were missing the continuation of the quest series. It's almost like just like a refresher.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the quest still, you know?
Yeah, I'm still indifferent to it.
This, he says what's going on for post-release. He says that he's got other projects on the go, which you'll hopefully see before the end of the year. And in regards to the elves, he's got a rather large document where he's planning on taking the series in the next quest.
That should be interesting.
I think if I was one that I'd kidnap this guy, Mod Chris L, to get
Why?
His documents on the quest.
You could also get arrested and put in jail for that.
True. But I don't know, this quest kind of is like one of those TV series, you know? You know those TV series that go away for the summer and leave you with a cliffhanger?
What? Or you mean the TV series that start out really good and then just drag it on and on and until it's a screaming abomination travesty of what it used to be, and
no,
it is in no way entertaining or fun?
I'm talking
That's
like,
what you mean, Shane.
No,
That's
I'm
what
talking,
you all mean.
You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about TV series that have good season-ending cliffhangers, you know?
Yeah, and I'm talking about horrible series that keep dragging themselves out and out and more, even though they stopped being good a long time ago.
Are you referring to something?
Yeah, Heroes, Lost, or, you know, name any current American TV series, and it's probably been dragged out far longer than it should have been. That's where American TV
Heroes
executives...
Heroes is good.
No, I watched the first series,
oh.
And I began to watch the second, and it was just crap.
I think that 2 and 3 were equally as good as 1.
I've never watched Lost, right? But I'm vaguely aware of the plotline, and as far as I'm concerned, they got off the island. So, that's the end of it. Why do they keep going on with the story?
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
It seems completely bloody superfluous to me.
Oh.
And it's only because they have these zombie legions of people who watch it every week. And, you know, so, you know, oh, I've been watching Lost every series now, so I might as well continue to watch. Oh, it's still, it's like fanboyism almost. It's extremely pathetic.
Also, at the end of this, it says, P.S. Personally, I didn't save the gnome. Did you save the gnome during the quest?
No, I left him there to rot.
Me too.
He's a gnome. Nobody cares about gnomes. If you're under 3 foot tall, I don't give a shit.
Be nice.
There's nobody listening to this who's going to be under 3 foot tall.
You never know.
You never know. Yeah. So hang on a second. On the odd chance that there's somebody that tiny listening to this, you don't want to offend them, but you're happy to offend liberals.
Well, no.
Yeah, Shane likes offending liberals. And Shane's perfect idea of hunting is going to somewhere like California with a rifle and, you know, taking out some liberals.
What the hell are you talking about?
Shane's a liberal hunter. In that he wants to kill liberals.
Oh.
Because they oppose his right-wing viewpoint. Why am I talking about? Why don't I just
no
shut
idea.
Up?
What, you're, yeah. First yeah, audio question.
Why don't I just shut up?
Oh, right. You can't play the question. I gotta play it.
No way.
So what was the first part?
The first question was about the clip show. I think it was... I'm not sure exactly what it was. I think it was just about where do we get the clips... Who, the clips from the clip show. Usually... but it's usually like mid-November, isn't it? Like a month before.
Yeah, you, or late November.
You put up a topic asking people to suggest funny moments or clips for this year's clip show. And people... Usually it doesn't get that many responses. Usually most of them are... because Shane's gone through listening to them all and picking up funny bits. But usually, yeah, it's done that way. But like I said, a lot of them are picked by Shane, and there'll probably be a couple behind-the-scenes moments that were either cut from original shows or were, take a place before or after, as most of the embarrassing clips involving me have come out that way. But, yeah, it's usually Shane's choice what goes in and what doesn't. So anything that casts him in an unfavorable light never makes it into the clip show. Shane.
What was his second part?
What are our dream jobs?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a dream job.
I'd like something that involved quite a lot of travel, because I enjoy traveling. Not too much, but a nice bit of travel. That required minimal effort and work and paid very highly. Like, I had to work one day a week and I got, you know, 20 million PA.
So the Prime Minister, then?
The Prime Minister doesn't pay that high and you have to work a lot more. So they're like an executive of a company who never has to work. But
why don't you move here and start an oil company?
Because I'm don't want to. Because, you know, living in Canada would drive me crazy. I don't want to be with the Moose people. Stephen Harper. I could never live in the same country as Stephen Harper. Oh. He'd probably want to invite me around his house and make me a sandwich where he'd put mayo on the cheese. I'm sorry, people, but that is just disgusting. Mayonnaise does not go on cheese. Yeah. I said that to my dad. I said that to Dad, and I said, you know, would you ever have a cheese sandwich with mayo on it? And he went, no, you'd have salad cream with cheese. I was like, that's equally as disgusting. People. I don't understand people.
Your dad's a good man.
You don't even know him, Shane.
Sure I do.
No, you don't.
Dream job for me? I don't know.
Something where he gets to espouse his right-wing talk show host like Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh. Where Shane can go, the liberals hate America, the liberals hate Canada. Let's kill them all.
Okay.
I'm going to go to California with my rifle.
Okay.
I should probably stop saying that.
Yeah, you should. You're going to get Homeland Security on you.
Well, you know, SWAT team bust into my house at 5 a.m. in the morning. I tell them to come back at 11. I want to sleep some more. No, sir, you don't have a dream job.
No.
If I do anything in the world, I'd like to.
Oh, anything? It doesn't have to be feasible?
That's what a dream job is.
Oh.
Well, it helps if it's feasible. It makes it more believable.
Oh, okay, I'd like to go to Mars then.
You'd like to be an astronaut?
Yeah, I'd like to go to Mars.
I'd like you to go to Mars and never come back.
Yeah, I'd like to set up, like, be part of the people setting up one of the first colonies there, you know? Because it would kind of be kind of like looking back at how setting up the first colonies in North America was, yet, you know?
Would you be happy to, you know, mate with people to produce children for the colony?
Depends.
Or would that violate your worldview? I think it would violate your worldview.
Depends. It depends.
And your worldview wouldn't be the only thing that was violated.
It'd be a different world. It would be the Martian worldview.
The Martian worldview. So in Mars, you'd be happy to fornicate freely.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Moving on. Brad?
Shane dodged that. We do have a second audio question, but we'll be doing that later with tech news since it's related to that, just to tell you. Dear Shane and Brad, what is your favorite type of sandwich, whether it be deli style or homemade? My favorite is peanut butter and banana sandwich. Ew.
Yeah, ew.
Great show, Swa. So, Shane's favorite style is the one Mummy makes for him.
She doesn't make my...
She makes you sandwiches,
she doesn't
Shane.
Do
you're
that.
20, you're 22 and your mother makes you sandwiches.
She doesn't do that.
You told me she does in the past.
Yeah, but not this year.
Yeah, oh what, so year in year. So, you know, this year she's not making sandwiches. Next year she will be back on sandwich making duty. Do you treat your mother like a maid?
No, of course not. Do you?
Of course. No, of course. You, Shane, what a stupid thing to ask me. she'd be a pretty crap maid, is all I can say.
Do you like a sandwich with mayonnaise and cheese?
No. My favorite
We should
sandwich...
give some background to the mayonnaise and cheese story, shouldn't we?
Oh, yeah, because Shane showed me this video where... Because apparently Stephen Harper has this reputation in Canada as being really unfriendly and mean towards the media. So there's this video where this reporter goes over to his house and basically Stephen Harper ends up making him a sandwich and, you know, allowing him to stay for the night and all this crap. It's not funny.
It's a good video.
And
it
in
is.
The video, Stephen Harper makes a sandwich. And in case you haven't guessed this already, he puts mayonnaise on cheese. That's just wrong, people. That is wrong. That's like having an egg and cheese sandwich. That's just wrong. It's horrible. But as for my favorite style of sandwich, I like BLTs. Actually, there used to be this deli I used to go to before it shut down.
Is that the one you used to work at?
Yeah, one I used to work at before it shut down. They used to do really great BLTs, but with like a spicy sauce, so it used to be spicy. It was lovely.
Well, that's a good idea. I should make one of those.
Spicy BLT sauce.
As for me, my favorite sandwich would probably have to be roast beef.
What? And what condiments?
Horseradish.
Ugh.
What? Horseradish actually, is good.
Horseradish is okay. I'm not that keen on it.
I don't know. It's one of those, it's like a German kind of thing or something, I think. I'm not sure. Or Ukrainian, what? One of the two, what? Horseradish? Yeah.
Ukrainian, probably, Shane. That's where your roots lie.
Yeah. Bread on both sides.
Oh, no way. I think that's pretty much guaranteed as it's a sandwich, Shane.
Margarine, not butter.
Margarine,
bad.
Not margarine. Okay. God,
margarine. Did you know there's a thing we were looking at in economics? Some country, or France, wouldn't import the margarine of some country.
Margarine.
Because it wasn't white.
Why?
Because it was yellow instead.
France is a very mixed up country.
Anyways, after the margarine goes the roast.
Oh, they wouldn't import our beef just because the animals were diseased. Bloody French.
So after the roast beef comes a good 2 tablespoons of extra strong horseradish.
Yeah, okay.
That's that. Yeah. And it's a roast beef that's cooked the night before, and as I know how much you despise leftovers.
Yes, Shane's family obviously make much more than they can eat. That's why they have abundance.
Hey, everybody I know here has leftovers.
No, yeah. Well, that's a terrible idea.
Everybody.
Attitude.
Everybody.
Here in Britain, no matter where I am, whether it's friends, family, whatever, we make as much as we intend to eat, and we eat everything that we make. You don't make excess and then have it as leftovers.
The Americans
and
do leftovers.
That's what the And perhaps that's what the lower castes do, but no self-respecting person would do that.
Oh, God.
Yes, Shane. You are from a lower caste. Partly because you're not British, but...
I don't want to be British.
Everybody wants to be British, Shane,
no.
Deep down inside.
I'd rather be Australian.
You'd rather be Australian, why that is saying. So you'd rather be backwards, mentally retarded?
No,
that's
they're
basically
not mentally
what you're saying
retarded.
By saying I'd rather be Australian.
No.
No offense to any Australian listening, but I think you all know it's true. And as a British person, I am obligated to hate you. Intensely. With every bone in my body.
Thank you, Schwa.
Next question. Not sent in a question for a while, but I wanted to find out your thoughts on this because it really frustrates me. What do you think of Infinity Ward's decision to not include dedicated servers or modded support in Modern Warfare 2 for PC? I play on Xbox more often than PC personally, but I enjoy from time to time playing modded servers on the PC, which include customizable maps, sets, and other user-decided rules. I know this is a devastating blow to the massive pro mod community of COD 4, which is a modded game mode in Search and Destroy that not only allows certain guns with no attachments and only a select few maps. What are your thoughts, if any? Customization for the win, right?
Absolutely a mistake. Absolutely a mistake.
Shane has more opinions on this than
me. This is something that is going against basically...
Every bone in my body.
Sure. PC gaming for as long as I can remember. I'm going to start off by prefacing this with the fact that the Xbox people, no offense to any of you guys, are typically pushovers when it comes to downloadable content.
Xbox.
When it comes to downloadable content. You guys will download the maps, download the expansion packs from Microsoft or whoever without thinking twice about it, when in reality, that's not how we used to do it in the PC gaming world. That's not how we used to do it. So
who cares?
That's my problem with the Xbox, and that's why I think PC gaming is superior. Obviously, in respect against this case, it's not. But I think it's a major problem on Infinity Ward's part, and hopefully all these people who are signing these petitions and the 20-odd thousand people and the 2,500 on Dig who have dug the story, saying they're going to cancel this, I hope they do follow through and not buy the game for PC.
Shane, I've got a question for you. Are you going to be buying the game?
No.
No. Well, you've changed quickly because I asked you a couple of days ago and you said you were going to buy it.
That was before this.
No, it wasn't. It was after this.
No, it was before this.
It was after.
Before this, yeah.
You've changed.
No, as soon as I saw the story, I changed my mind.
I'm not a massive PC gamer, but I always sort of see playing most games on PC as sort of something that you sort of do after it's been out for a while. You don't play new games on PC, especially not FPS games. Well, I don't. And basically, the way I see it, it's their game. Whatever they want to do with it, it's fine. If you don't want to buy it, fine. Yeah. You don't play the game.
That's just like what we were discussing last week with the products. If you believe that your decision is right, stick with it, and then suffer the consequences if the market share doesn't believe, which is probably what's going to happen here. So I commend them for sticking with what they're doing.
Actually, I think this is going to wreak very much of Jagex removing the wilderness. There'll be lots of people up in arms about it and go, I'm cancelling my subscription, I'm never going to play again, this is horrible. Well, I think they'll probably do fairly well from it, considering it's an extremely hyped game. I think it'll sell a ton on the consoles anyway.
Obviously.
Yes, because obviously it's going to sell a lot more on the consoles than it ever would on the PC. So I really don't think a couple of hardcore PC gamers throwing a tantrum about it is going to do anything at all to it, really.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it spoils it for you because it's a game you would have hoped to have modded and played. But in the wider impact of the gaming industry and Infinity Ward, it's not going to affect them at all.
I don't know. I just hope they see a little dip in the PC sales. But if that happens, then that's fine. But
who cares about PC sales?
Oh,
nobody.
Come on. PC is the best way to play
PC
games.
Gamers, what are they good for? Absolutely nothing.
Oh, they're smarter than any other console gamer I know.
Wow. I'm not a hardcore console or PC gamer, so I just get to sit in the middle and poke
both of
you.
See, one thing that I'm... Like, it's a PC game, so... I'm leaning to think that eventually after this, there will be some sort of... application that you run on top of it that launches the game and injects code into it to enable modding or something like that.
There'll probably be a way around
it.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
it's a computer. You can, as we can see, you can modify code on the stack as it's being executed. So one, and then go from there.
I do find the attitude of you PC users quite interesting because, let's say, for example, this game gets released and it's still all locked up for the PC, and then somebody cracks it. I mean, are you still going to buy the game
no,
and then use
it? We're going to pirate it.
Pirate it. So that's the solution.
Yeah, that's
it?
What Paul was saying. He's going to pirate the game for the single player.
Yeah, well, either way, I think, you know, a couple of nerds get angry about it. I think if history has shown us anything, it has shown us that that is true. Angry nerds rarely change anything.
Yeah, but that's a group you don't want to piss off. You don't want to piss off the group of people with their FreeBSD, OpenBSD systems, and botnets. You know, that's the group you don't want to piss off.
Oh, what? Because they'll, you know,
they're dangerous.
Launch an attack on a website, get tracked down by the feds, and then raided and sent to jail.
Yeah, they're
yes,
dangerous.
I'm really scared of a group like that that can be
they're
extremely
dangerous.
Easily tracked down and sent down by the law enforcement.
I know. I'm saying that they're more
I'm
dangerous.
I'm positively
than...
wetting myself.
I don't know.
I think PC gamers take themselves too seriously.
No, if you have lived
in
the
PC
time
PC gamers take themselves too seriously.
If you had lived in the time of the late 90s and early 2000s,
I did live in the time
okay,
of the 90s.
Okay, well, live in that time as a PC gamer with mods, skins, and dedicated servers, you'll know where I'm coming from.
I've played plenty of games like that. I've played Counter-Strike, Half-Life.
No, not Counter-Strike, not Team Fortress 2, games before that.
So, Shane, you're basically just, you know, arguing the case to suit your point. But basically, I think the trouble is what you're saying is nostalgia, as it was in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, which is...
changed. Things move on. Industries adapt. I think, you know, the PC gaming community, as you describe it, is most certainly dead, if not dying.
Oh.
So what you lot need to do is get over it and adapt to the way things are
now. I refuse to pay again $60 for a game that could be done in the mod.
But don't think Infinity Ward is going to give two shits if a couple of thousand angry PC gamers don't buy that game.
I don't care, but I'm just trying to bring attention to this.
You do care because you're trying to make a statement by saying I'm not going to buy it.
I'm trying to bring attention to this for all the console people so they know.
The console people don't care.
I know, but they should.
So
they're being exploited.
Who cares? Some people like to be exploited, like factory workers.
God. I don't know. I just think that
I just love disagreeing with you.
That's what you're doing here. I should have got Mike and Paul on this show.
I actually do agree that as a group, PC gamers are extremely full of themselves. I think that really goes without saying. It's true.
Why?
I don't think you can argue that point. Even as somebody who, they just seem to be extremely smug, and I sort of like it when a big studio slaps them in the face and gets them pissed off. It's the big guy shitting on the arrogant little guy, and I like it. But overall, yeah, if I love PC games, obviously I think this was a bad thing, but I don't, and it doesn't bother me. If I was to play this game, which is unlikely, I would get it on Xbox, and
contributing to the problem.
No, which I wouldn't play multiplayer anyway. I'd only play single player.
You're contributing to the problem.
Not really, because I'm not a multiplayer.
Well, you are still by buying it.
But what problem? Because you
the problem
admit
of
most
the
angry
problem,
nerds refusing to buy a game isn't going to solve anything. You're
contributing to the problem of making the console people think that this is okay and this is how it's always been done, when in reality it's not.
At the end of the day, it's their product. If they want to lock it up, fine. If you want to not buy it, fine.
Yeah,
they'll
exactly.
Lock the product up. You won't buy it, but the majority will on other platforms.
I don't know. I just hope that they see, comparing sales to the console, I just hope they see a little bit of a drop, you know?
If they change it, out of normal. If they change it, then fine. But if they don't, then you lose, and the little guy always loses.
That's
if life teaches one thing, it is that
that's
the little
fine.
Guy.
These games are also so full of bugs when they ship, it's not even worth it.
Most games are full of bugs when they ship.
I know,
ship.
And that's another thing. You never used to get that.
Stop being so smug. Shane, we live in an instant gratification society. If developers think, hey, I can punch out a game in 6 months that will have a fair few bugs, but it will be playable, and it will, you know, it will get me money quicker, or I'm going to spend 12 months working on a game that's completely bug-free, but of course, you know, our efficiency rating goes down because we take twice as long. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to punch one out in 6 months and get as much quick money as they can from the studio so they can make another one.
That's the problem with companies.
That's
in
the
general.
Way the world works. That's capitalism for you, Shane.
Yeah, I know,
that's
but I'm just saying
capitalism.
That's a problem.
There and needs you're to, an ardent be... supporter of capitalism.
I know. I'm just saying that there needs to be more companies out there like Apple who...
So you think the tree's pretty, but you don't like the fruit it bears.
What?
You like capitalism, you don't like the product.
No, I like the principles of capitalism. Like,
oh, what? So poorer quality, but make a quick buck?
No. I'm just saying... No. No. That's regrettable, but...
That's true.
I know it is true, but there has to be another way that somebody can come in and... change this around, you know? But I think we beat this one to death, you know?
I think I beat
you to death. I wish I would have had Mike and Paul here.
Well, because you can't adequately express a viewpoint.
No,
three
voices would drown your one out.
Exactly! So you can't make an adequate point on your own.
Yeah, but even if I did have an adequate point, you wouldn't listen. So that was from Skill Pier. We're just moving on.
Shane, you're a child.
You're a child.
Next... You're
you would have handled this better if you would have had it some brother or sister.
That's an example, people, of Shane. I call him a child, and his childish response is to just say what I've said to him. Break your nose. See, that's a mature response, Shane. Shane and Brad, do you think... Well, I'm really looking forward to that question about what we're going to miss about each other in a minute. Shane and Brad, do you think we'll ever see the day where we can use arrow keys for character movement? Regnant.
No.
Yeah, I. Why not?
No.
I mean, I think it would be really annoying in RuneScape because clicking is a lot more
efficient.
They'd
have to, like, modify it to use the shift key to swivel around now, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about them controlling the camera. I don't know, probably not.
They could go with the ESDF version, you know? Where
I don't see why you'd want it, though, because it would be a hell of a lot less...
It would be more difficult to control.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas now it just uses route finding.
Yeah. It would take a lot longer to walk from place to place or run from place to place.
Yeah. It'd be like, wow, though.
Yeah. I suppose it's possible, but from their point of view, from everybody's point of view, it's no point. Thank you for the question, Regnanth. Brad and Shane, Brad, when you leave, what are you most going to miss about Shane? And Shane, what are you most going to miss about Brad? What am I most going to miss about Shane? Probably somebody who's really easy to beat in an argument. You know, I've never really had that at any stage of my life. But I don't know. It's a difficult question. I was talking to somebody this week, and they actually asked me the same question. They said, what are you going to miss about Shane? And I said nothing. Partly because I'm in a bit of a testy mood, but partly because, in all honesty, I don't think there's going to be one overriding thing I miss about you. And they said, you don't know what you've got till it's gone, which is probably quite true. I won't know what I miss about you until you're not there for me to verbally kick the shit out of every week. And if you say anything other than you will miss not having the shit kicked out of you, then, well, no, you... I don't know what I'm saying.
I won't miss anything about you, but probably the same thing, you know?
You won't miss it. You'll miss me, Shane.
You'll miss me, too.
No, I won't.
Sure you will.
I won't miss
Just
you, Shane.
Just remember when you came back for your holiday, you were eager to talk to me?
No, I wasn't, Shane. Sure I believe the way our MSN conversations go now, you message me. I rarely, if ever, message you. That's the way it goes, Shane.
Yeah, but still.
As somebody in Clan Chat said the other week, Brad is everything without Shane, and Shane is nothing without
Brad. I want to know who that was.
No, I'm not telling you, Shane. I'm respecting people's anonymity. Anonymity, I mean. Anyway.
I don't know.
Also, what do you think the Halloween event will be about, and what would you want as a prize? Keep up the amazing work, Italy for life.
I don't know.
I was talking about this to another person as well, and I said I wanted like a pet baby hellhound. As a prize.
How does that have to deal with Halloween?
It's a hellhound. It's evil.
Oh, okay. Then how about a pet Brad, then?
Shane. Just because I disagree with you when I make points that you can't answer, that doesn't mean I'm evil.
Yes, you were evil back when you lived in Germany.
No, I wasn't, Shane. You're evil.
No.
Or both.
I don't know. It's so hard to think now about what they could add.
Yeah, I know. They've sort of done most... Like, they've done zombies. They've done trick-or-treating.
What about a suit that turns you into skeleton?
They've done that.
No, they haven't.
There is a skeleton suit.
Yeah, skeleton costume, but no actual, like, thing that makes you look like one of the skeleton NPCs, you know?
But they've dealt with that area, though, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, but it's not...
They've done it.
I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of difficult for them unless they just recycle. That's what they do in World of Warcraft. They just recycle events. They just have a big calendar of event, and it's the same event every year with slight changes.
What if they gave you a big pumpkin to put in your house?
Yeah, in the window or something. That would be good.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
Nor can I. Good job we don't work for Jagex's developers.
Yeah, the phone's ringing for some reason. I'm the only one here, so...
Answer it.
No. Moving on. Thank you, Italy. Dear O Wise Ones, first of all, I'd like to say sorry that this is an audio question, that my mic has been a bit cranky. I have to get it working and send an audio question for you guys soon. Now, Shane, you are majoring in computer science, I think. What different areas of computer science are taught there? I don't know how much sense that makes. God, lots of areas. Really depends on where you want to go. You can, like, there's AI, databases, algorithms, software engineering, user experience. I'm trying to think of what else there are. Theoretical hardware architecture, theoretical algorithms, pretty much anything you can think of that involves a computer. So
okay,
it really is a vast area, as much as science is in itself. So you kind of have to know where you want to go with it. And making references to algorithms, what do we mean? Basically, when we say an algorithm, basically the steps taken need to perform a certain procedure. So yes, long sentence conditional and biconditional statements like that, but not necessarily that, but the order that they're in too. So for instance, if you, anybody who's taken an algorithms course will, one of the most common classic algorithms to always discuss is the quick sort, which is basically for the name, well, it's quick and it sorts any list of numbers.
That's a clever name.
Yeah, it is, actually. And there's multiple ways to do it, depending on what kind of implementation you're shooting for. But basically, think of an algorithm as a way of doing any kind of task. There's multiple ways to do any task, so those are turned into your algorithms. So, for instance, sorting a list of numbers, the most hideous way of doing this is something called the bubble sort, which requires an n-squared amount of time. So, meaning if you have, say, 100 items, what's 100 times 100? I forget. 10,000?
10,000.
Yeah, 10,000.
So how did you forget that?
I don't know.
Oh, Shane.
But if, so, 10, that's the order of magnitude of the bubble sort. But if you take, for instance, the quick sort, which has an average time complexity of O of n log n, basically meaning that log n of 100 is 10. If you take the 10th log of it times 10, so fairly linear operation. But most times it's, yeah. We could go more into this if you want at any other time. It's just kind of hard to explain it in terms of voice here and without having notes drawn up in front of me on which way to go into this, you know?
But, yeah, so you can't talk about anything unless you have notes in front of you, can you?
No, that's just so I can like see which way I'm going, cause so I make sure I don't say the wrong thing.
Yeah, so basically so you have the answers right in front of you.
No, it's answers that I've written up previously.
Yep.
Can you implement a quick sort?
No, but I know nothing about computer science, so that's not really, you know, surprising. But if you're studying for something as a major and you actually have to have things in front of you to talk about it, surely you should be able to come up with quite a lot off the fly.
Well, I did there.
Not really.
Well, I was good. I could have went deeper into how it works if you wanted me
to. Go in deeper? No, please don't.
See, that's why I didn't.
Yeah, sure, right. You said because I don't have a piece of paper in front of me. Anyway... Also, as for Brad,
because
what are you
I like drawing
do?
Pictures.
Oh God, Shane draws pictures of. Oh God. As for Brad, what do you plan to do on doing for the RAF? Well, I don't plan on doing anything. I do what they tell me to do. But I assume you mean what role will I be fulfilling when I'm in the RAF? I'll be dealing with intelligence. I know it's you know, military intelligence is a job description, not a job requirement. And specifically languages. So I have quite a lengthy train. Did you just say, oh, God? I'm sorry, Shane. Are you jealous? I think
no.
We've already established you're
no.
jealous. That I...
Of course yeah, not.
Shane's jealous
no.
of me going into the air.
No. I just want
anyway,
you to have fun
back
with
to the,
learning
back
two
to the point before
Middle Eastern
Shane...
languages.
What?
Learning two Middle Eastern languages.
No,
have fun
one,
with that.
Shane.
Have fun.
One of two. I'm getting paid to get a language degree, Shane. Where your parents are paying for you. I will get paid, your parents paying for you. See the difference? Anyway, because you know we'll have our parents to support us throughout our lives unconditionally and, you know, ready to throw bucketfuls of money at our frivolous education in useless subjects. So yeah, that's what I'm planning to do with the RAF. It seems like they should have, you know, they should have taken me on in some sort of more, you know, downbeat and criticizing Shane role. If there was a role in the RAF that just, you know, included being mean to Shane all the time, I think I could do that quite well. Well, mean. That's not even fair to me, saying be mean. Putting up with Shane's stupidity. There we go. That sounds better. Anyway, if you didn't catch that in between all the ramblings, I'll be dealing with intelligence.
Why didn't
languages
you be a fire pilot?
Because my eyesight's rubbish and I didn't want to be a pilot anyway.
Oh.
I'm not that fond of flying. Why would I want to be a bloody pilot? Just imagine that, passing to get, you know, all the, you know, the really hard selection to get to be a pilot. And the first day of training going, oh no, I'm scared of flying.
I'd like to be a pilot.
Do you wear glasses?
Yeah.
No way you could be, then your eyesight's not good enough.
What if I wore contacts?
Nope. You have to have perfect unaided eyesight to be a pilot. And laser eye surgery doesn't count either.
Well, that's why we should have genetic... engineering.
Yeah, Shane, it's the only way people like you will be able to do anything decent.
Okay. This is from Nike Ball of 435. Don't be so mean, Brad, he says.
He says, thanks, keep up the great show. Shoes. Is he Dutch?
Be nice.
That's not. It's just because he put the E and the O, which is used quite a lot in Dutch. That's not me being mean.
Dear Shane and Neil, what do you guys think of the worst? What do you guys think?
Brad.
Of the worst?
Why are you calling me Neil?
I don't know. Not sure.
Nor am I.
What do you guys think the worst way to die is?
Worst way to die? That's a cheery question.
Slow and painful death through some sort of poisoning.
I think hanging would be pretty nasty, personally.
Why?
I don't know, because it just... drowning, I think, as well. Oh, no, actually being, you know, like, burnt alive.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Burnt alive, yeah. I go with burnt alive, probably.
If we got to choose a way to die?
Is this actually the question?
Yeah, it was. What would...
I would want, I'd want to wear, like, a... I don't know, just, like, lots of high explosives close to my neck or head, so it would be over extremely quickly. So my head would just basically get massively exploded, and there would be no pain involved.
I see.
Just anything quick and painless, basically. That's how everyone wants to die, isn't it? Quick and painless.
Yeah, sure.
Nobody's going to go, how would you like to die? I'd like it to be slow and painful. And I would also, like, I wouldn't want to be aware of it. I just want for it to happen and then for it to be all over. I wouldn't want to know about it.
So you'd like to die in a plane crash, then?
No, because you'd know about it.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm not sure how quickly you would die in a plane crash, especially if you were sat at the back.
Well, if you hit the ocean, you know, basically the entire plane... pretty much.
Okay, I would just prefer like a gunshot to the back of the head or something. To sever the spinal cord and just quickly kill you.
Yeah, you...
Anything... I'm not sure why we're even debating methods. Anything that's quick and painless. Or relatively painless.
Lethal
injection. That's been... There is big debate as to whether that is actually painless.
Oh, who cares? They're convicts.
Yes, Shane, because... you kill people who kill people to show people that killing people is wrong. That's the way society should function.
No, you kill people who kill people to deter them from killing people.
Don't you see the moral hypocrisy there?
No.
Well, you wouldn't, because you're so short-sighted, you wouldn't bloody see moral hypocrisy if it smacked you in your nose.
Dear host, if you had a choice between power, money, or intelligence, which would you choose and why? You cannot use one to obtain the others.
That's interesting. That's a good question. Power, money, or intelligence? Well, intelligence invariably brings unhappiness.
Are you referring to me?
No, Shane. You're very happy, so you can't be intelligent. Power, I don't know. Power corrupts. I'd probably say money, in all honesty. I mean, I would rather be extremely stupid to the level that, you know, you're not really aware of it. Because, I mean, it's true what they say, ignorance is bliss. If you were unaware of the majority of things going on, you'd be perfectly happy. So, from a happiness point of view, I would say money. But as I am now, I probably would want massive intelligence. I don't know why, but there's this thing within me that needs to know more and needs to know everything. So I'd pick intelligence. Even though it would probably make me unhappy or more unhappy.
Okay.
What about you, Shane?
It's a toss-up between all three, you know? I don't know. What would I use intelligence for?
Being intelligent, having insights to things, you know, all the things you don't do now.
Oh.
Being able to put together a decent argument, maybe?
Oh, please. No, I think my points were perfectly valid. You just weren't listening.
I think Shane and I have a hate-hate relationship.
Really? Okay. I don't know. I'd say power because I think there's lots of problems in the world that.
Oh God! If Shane got power, God help us all.
Need to be dealt with, but people aren't willing to conform. You know.
If Shane had power, I would want for a gun. Just to put it up against my temple and pull the trigger. Because I think I'd rather not live than live in a world where Shane has absolute power.
I can an ideal world for me, you know, there'd be... People would communicate better, for example.
I perfectly agree with you on that. In a perfect world, people would communicate better.
And they do this by all being linked together on the internet.
Well, all having their brains uploaded to the internet.
Yeah.
I think that's really the root cause of almost every single one of the world's problems, that people don't communicate well enough.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
If everybody communicated better.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it would solve all the world's problems, but it would certainly alleviate a lot of them.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's the first thing we've agreed on this episode.
That's good.
That's good. Nice. Let's
We're making progress. Also, name the worst torture someone could put you through, and what would someone have to do so that you would willing to go through that torture? That seems kind of backwards. Why would you willingly go through it?
So, like, maybe if there was like a reward at the end of it, like, would you go through the worst torture you can possibly imagine if somebody said they give you absolute power at the end of it? You enjoyed it?
No, I don't need absolute power.
Okay, if somebody gave you anything you wanted to go through the worst torture you could imagine.
I don't need anything, though.
Anything in the world?
No.
Anything at all? Nothing. You don't want anything?
No, not really.
But first of all, what is the worst torture somebody could possibly put you through?
Fire.
I think for me it would probably be hurting somebody close to me while I was powerless to do anything, but making me watch it. Because I mean, they could torture me, but I always think emotional torture is the sort of the real worst thing. So probably, you know, torturing somebody close to me and making me watch it, but while unable to do anything about it.
But you could go back and hurt them after.
Yeah, and that would be the thing. No, actually. But honestly, I don't think there's anything anybody could give me to make me want to go through what somebody I love.
Yeah, same thing.
So,
anyways, finally, what do you think that there's always someone complaining about every single update? I'm starting to get the feeling that people complain for no reason whatsoever.
Welcome to the club. People do complain for no reason whatsoever. Well, no.
Yeah, that's true.
I would say people usually complain for misguided reasons. That's what I personally think, especially about RuneScape updates. But, I mean, I've not noticed that much complaining, certainly not as bad as it used to be. But, and I mean, you should have a look at the World of Warcraft community. Whenever there's an update there, there's like massive amounts of, this is terrible and this is ruining the game and I'm quitting and blah, blah, blah. I think it's just, especially as well, because the majority of the RuneScape player base are, you know, teenagers, or at least the vocal ones are like 11, 12, 13, 14. That's probably part of the reason, but I just think all you can really do is ignore the criticism. The more you try and reason with it or argue with it or make sense of it, they just, you know, never argue with an idiot. They drag you down to their level and beat you with experience.
Yeah, there we go. Like, the last case of this kind of complaining was the Herblore update.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which it's kind of quieted down, you know, and that's another case of the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Oh, God. We haven't had that in about a long time. But yeah, there's always going to be somebody who's got some issue. You can never placate everybody, and you should never try to.
That question was from Doorway to Death.
As the greatest British, probably the second greatest British Prime Minister ever said, if you set out to be liked, you would be prepared to compromise on anything at any time. You would achieve nothing.
Who was that?
Margaret Thatcher.
Okay. That's good.
That's good. That's good. That's really good.
Yeah, it is.
That is really good.
Dear Shane, why can't we use bitmap images on RuneWire? Keep up the great show, Eddier 4. Okay, the main reason...
Only Shane will know this.
Yeah, the main reason you can't use bitmap images on RuneWire is because of the large size. We don't want to be hosting 2 megabyte images when we could be hosting 500 kilobyte images. It's simple as that. When you can use PNG, which gives as good quality as that, and then the 500 kilobyte size, or JPEG if you compress it properly, which MS Paint seems to have a problem doing, so that's why you can't use bitmap images. And also, bitmap is a Windows format, whereas JPEG, PNG, and GIF aren't endorsed by any operating system manufacturer primarily. They're kind of like open kind of image formats, you know? So that's why we go with those ones. But primary reason is file size.
There you go, you've got your answer, and a fairly reasonable one at that.
Yep. And this is that audio question we discussed in about tech news, so we're just going to mention a little note here. For those of you guys who've been sending in questions to the questions@rsbnb.com email address, keep in mind that email address is for audio questions only. If you send text questions into that address, they're deleted. So if you want to send in a text question, you got to do it by posting on the topic.
Which can be found at forums.rsbnb.com.
Yeah, just click into one of the forums and you'll see it as a global announcement starting on Tuesdays. So
Tuesdays through Thursdays if you want to ask a question. Or if you want an audio, of course, you can just email. But text have a lower priority, and thus it's harder to do if you're not a member of the forums.
Yeah.
Still not that hard.
Tech news. Windows 7, October 22nd, 2009. The date we've all been waiting for.
I've not been waiting for it.
Well, less than a year ago, Windows 7 was actually announced, and it's pretty good to be able to deliver the operating system in under a year. So.
Well, obviously, they had it, you know, under development before that.
No.
Really? No. They only started on it a year ago?
Well, the first public one was a year ago. It probably.
Yeah, but obviously, it was in planning behind the scenes before then.
Yeah, but another reason why they kind of had this way to do it quickly is they changed the way they're doing it. Windows is more modular now, whereas with the old Windows XP and Vista style, they used to fork it. So, for instance, Windows XP came off of Windows 2000, so that was a fork. Then it forked again for Windows Vista, and then again for Windows Server 2008. Now they're just doing it modular, where they work on the modules, then when it's done, they just package it up and send it out.
Oh, I see. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you going to play the audio question?
Yeah, I'm going to play that right now, actually.
Before we forget it completely.
Randy. Hello, Shane and Brad, and another guest on the show. This is Randy. I'm here for my audio question to ask you guys, what's your opinion on Windows 7? I got it last Tuesday from one of my friends, and I think it's way better than Vista, and it's just so much easier to use, and there's less bugs. And please, Shane, don't bring Mac into this. Same Mac.
Hey!
This is about Windows 7. So thank you for answering my question, Randy.
Just to start off, you brought Mac OS into this and not me. And
Shane's cranky.
You've obviously not been listening to the previous shows to this where I've given Windows 7 great praise, so I suggest you do that, then come back to right here. But now let's start from the top.
Be nice.
Windows 7?
I haven't used it at length. I've sort of used it briefly, actually, 2 days ago. A friend of a friend had it. And it looks really nice. I mean, I barely used Vista at all, and I didn't like that. But I think it seems nice from, you know, because as I believe I've said many times before in this show, I don't really care about, you know, hardware tech specs and stuff like that. All I care is that it works and it looks pretty. And from the short amount of time that I used Windows 7, it seemed to work and it looked pretty, so I like it.
Okay. I actually like Windows 7. It's the operating system that we've been waiting for since 2001, probably. Well, let's just say 2003 when the service pack for XP came out, because before that XP was rather horrible. But
so we should just forget Vista is a horrible mistake.
Yeah, I think so. I think that this Windows 7 is what Vista should have been. Because you remember in 2003, like back when it was still called Longhorn, they had this great vision for it, but it had to be scrapped, and they ended up just adding on stuff on, like changing the driver model and stuff, and ended up with, Vista. So I think that, as you said, it does run faster, and there is hardly any bugs related to it. There's only a few tiny issues I have with it, but most of those are tiny little obsessive, like, kind of OCD things, I guess you could say. Like, for instance, one of them is that if you open the control panel and you maximize the control panel on a widescreen, the icons on the control panel don't kind of like fill out. They just stay in the center for some odd reason, which is rather annoying yet interesting at the same time. Another little quirk that I have with it that's rather annoying is that you can't put folders in the taskbar, you know? You have to kind of pin them to the Windows Explorer icon, which is called the jump list, and in doing that, you already had two clicks. It just seems less intuitive than having a folder like in the taskbar, you know? Kind of like how the Mac can do it, but I don't know. Windows 7's actually going to offer some competition to Apple, which is good.
I'm sorry, competition to Apple?
Yeah.
And you say that like Apple is the market share leader.
No. I mean competition in terms of the OS stance, you know?
Okay, fine.
Because, like, no, of course not. Apple's only
10% but it's just the way you
share.
Put that. Like, it would offer them competition to Apple.
Well, no, I mean
like,
offer Mac OS competition, you know? Because this is the most Mac OS-like version of Windows that has ever been done.
So you're saying it's good if it's like Mac OS?
No, I'm just saying that it's good that Microsoft has finally woken up and is addressing the Apple ads in an indirect way, you know?
Indirect, yes. I think their overall probably mission statement for operating systems is to make a good operating system, not just to beat Apple. They don't need to worry about beating Apple. They're already ahead of them in user share by a long old way.
Well, yeah, but I don't know, just the perception of it, you know?
I guess so, but only specialist PC users and stupid artsy people use Macs, and I think that's the way it's going to stay for some time.
I don't know. I think I would have no problems using Windows 7. There's just only a few tiny little Mac OS things that still are keeping me on the Mac platform, actually. You want to know
what
those
Java,
are?
The Java's pushing you to Windows, isn't it?
Yeah, and MSN. The two things that are kind of keeping me on the Mac OS side of the Unix back end of the system.
Oh, yeah, we've had lots of talks about back ends.
Oh, please.
What? We have.
I
bet that's the reason why you're staying at Mac.
Okay, I thought you were just referring to something else from a few years.
Shane, how dare you?
Okay, good.
Shane.
Good. And, I don't know, I just feel that the Mac OS kind of is a way to get the benefits of Linux without having the House of Cards syndrome, so.
House of Cards syndrome.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you for that audio question and the piece of tech news. This is hopefully the beginning of something good for Microsoft. So, we'll just have to wait and see how this goes. My pre-order shipped yesterday.
Woo! Pre-order.
And I can get another copy for $40 that I'm going to buy and use it on another computer here. Either my mom's laptop, which should be able to handle it, or a virtual machine have that proper, but we'll just see how that goes.
You should give it to me.
Why?
Because I said please.
If you give me something in return, we'll talk about
it
after the show.
Apple updates. Oh, God damn it. I never thought I'd be eager to talk about Apple updates.
They updated the Mac Mini, the MacBook, and the iMac.
That they did.
The Mac Mini, of course, just has higher speeds, larger drive. So not much there. I still think that if you're looking to get a Mac and you already have the peripherals, the Mac Mini is the best way to go, even more so than now. Better value than it was before. The MacBook has been redesigned in its unibody design format. And there's actually something good about this, because the MacBook is the cheapest laptop that they offer, and it's for $200 less. It's basically all the benefits of the entry-line MacBook Pro. So the only difference is, of course, that you don't get like aluminum body and illuminated keyboard. But really,
aluminium,
but
not aluminum.
But who needs that? You know, who needs an aluminum keyboard? I mean, not
just,
aluminum, just illuminated.
Aluminium.
Okay.
Don't talk like the bloody spams.
What else was there with it? Yeah, so if you're looking for an Apple laptop, the entry-line MacBook is a good bargain right now. And, of course, the new iMacs. It's a good update in a way that they transitioned to desktop CPUs. They're keeping the same price point and they upgraded the screens. But I do have two issues with this, sort of. The first issue is that they're still using a mobile GPU that's over a year old. So, like, I don't know. I think this is going to be leading to an article entitled something, "Are You Being Misleaded by Apple?" or something along the lines of that.
Misled, not misleaded.
Oh, fine, whatever.
I see you failed at English class.
No, actually, I didn't.
We don't know how to talk.
I got A's and B's.
Good for you. B's? Failure.
No. And, of course, they also have a 27-inch model, which is rather large, if I do have to say so myself.
Yes, it's oversized.
You know someone oversized. That wants one?
Yes. God damn it.
Care to discuss that?
No.
Okay.
It's stupid, and nobody should reasonably want one. It's like anybody who has a Mac and a new Apple product. I'm like, I want it. God's sake.
I'm not getting one.
Why not?
Well, for two reasons. Because the kind... I'd want a quad core. And the quad core is only offered in a 27-inch screen, which is too big for me. I feel that the 24-inch was kind of the sweet spot, you know?
Yeah, it's sort of not too big, not too small.
Yeah, and
just the right size.
I don't know.
I'd like a 24-inch monitor.
Yeah, me
mine's
too.
19, I think.
I'd like dual 24 inches and then rotate these into portrait mode on the side. Then it'd look like a real cockpit, you know?
Cockpit?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're playing RuneScape, so you can imagine you're a gnome glider.
The Magic Mouse?
The Magic Mouse.
Change the name from the Mighty Mouse. It's a multi-touch mouse now with still only one button. Actually,
wow.
actually no buttons, but yeah. They demonstrated like swiping, scrolling and stuff, you know, right-clicking. So I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Apple mice. It doesn't look very comfortable to hold. Next time I'm at the mall, I'm going to try and take a trip to the Apple store and see if it's actually comfortable, you know?
How often do you go to the mall?
Not often.
Yeah, I hate malls.
Yeah.
Shopping malls. Shopping centers. That's what we call them here in the civilized world.
Okay. And if you go to apple.com, they got a picture of the new iMac, and look at the background of that, of what they're using.
Yes, Star Trek. We know, Shane. Extremely sad.
I like that, you know?
Yeah, you would, Shane.
But once again, if you need a Mac, I don't know, if you're in the need of a new screen, there's nothing wrong with the 21.5-inch iMac, but it's my guess.
Yes, there is nothing wrong with it. Please tell everybody that.
Yeah, there isn't.
There isn't anything wrong with it.
I don't know. My guess is that the quad cores will eventually come down into the other version, but we'll just see. Next up, Google Music Search. This is interesting. Very interesting, because it was kind of thought as, will Google be forming their own kind of music store to compete with iTunes, maybe? Maybe not, but they're not.
But they don't really have like a, one reason iTunes was so popular was because of the iPod. Google don't have an MP3 player, do they?
Yeah, that's no, they don't, but the whole chaining of the iTunes to the iPod is kind of, I don't know, I see that as kind of monopolistic, you know? Which,
yeah,
but I don't know. It's I find iTunes is perfectly good though. But anyways, Google will be launching this music search pages. It'll basically have links to buy the song for download. It'll also have information about the musicians and bands, album artwork, news on the bands, lyrics, song previews. So probably we can imagine links to iTunes, Amazon, other MP3 stores. Also, they say it'll look kind of familiar to the package that Google Financial News uses. So, I don't know. This is coming out next Wednesday, so we'll have more for you guys next week.
Yay.
I don't know.
More next week. A reason to listen next week.
Yeah.
Not like you need one anyway.
Yeah. We're fun, though. We like having good fun, don't we?
Yeah, call it that.
Yeah, it is fun. I look forward to this day every week.
Favorite day of the week?
Yeah, Thursday.
I don't like Thursdays. My favorite days are Wednesdays.
Okay.
Actually, no, my favorite days aren't Wednesdays. My favorite days are Fridays.
Other things.
I don't have a favorite day.
Oh, it's too bad. My favorite day would have to be Fridays, I think. Or Saturdays.
You just said Thursdays.
Well, no, Thursdays for this hour or so, and then we move over to Friday. But, I don't know, time for a Skill of the Month update. Once again, CR Wire winning with 4.1 million experience. X-Blades,
holy crap, he's overtaken. X-Blades has been overtaken.
Yeah. Southrend is in second.
Southrend is currently storming up the XP charts. I believe he's currently ranked around 160 now. I'll have a look.
I like Southrend, you know?
He's currently ranked... Actually, I'm just going to look him up on the RuneScape High Scores. Community High Scores, because I'm sure he says he's got enough for rank 150, or that's his aim, or something. Or inside the... He is currently rank 185 in Smithing.
And his goal is to win the Smithing Skill of the Month. Which it looks like he'll be able to do. I don't know. He's won the Smithing Skill of the Month before, so it's safe to say that he'll win this one. So it's good competition this month after we thought it was rather quiet. So
yeah, it's picked up. Holy crap! Three people have 200 million smithing experience. Think how expensive that must have been.
Yeah, well, only half as expensive as it would have been with the steel and creation hammers, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
that did sort of make everything easier as far as getting mass amounts of XP.
Yeah, so rsbnb.com/skotm. First, CR Wire 4.1.
Scottum.
Second, Southrend 3.6. Third, X-Blades 2.5. Okay. I want you guys to head over to informer.rsbnb.com and read our Informer articles this week.
Don't read chains.
RuneScape, what's the point? Overloading Herblore and planning for projects. Those were three of our RuneScape articles in the past weeks. And my article, which I want to point you all together, as I feel you guys could all benefit from a bit more understanding in the realm of basic hardware architecture. You can check that out. Basically, I go through what makes a modern computer work. It's a rather long one, so I'd recommend printing it out and saving it for before you go to bed.
Yeah, because it will send you to sleep.
No, I don't think
so. No, no.
You sound like a little kid when you say that.
No. No.
Anyways.
No.
You done?
No. Yes, I'm done.
Okie dokie. I got a pick for you guys this week.
Shane's pick. He refused to tell me what it is, so I'm as clueless as you are. What is it, Shane? Tell us.
It's exclusively Canadian.
I guessed maple syrup and then mousse.
No.
And both were
it's
incorrect
guesses.
It's a TV
guesses. Show.
Oh, God. It's not The Amazing Race,
no.
Is it?
No. No, it's a TV show. It's currently airing on CTV in Canada. I don't know when it's coming back to CBS in the U.S., but it's called Flashpoint.
What's it about?
It's this. It's a new show that I kind of got hooked on over the summer. Basically, it's about this police unit in Toronto, and they answer calls ranging from all kinds of things like hostage situations.
Is it made up or is it real?
What do you mean made up?
Is it, you know, like, is it a drama or is it, you know, a reality show?
No, it's not reality. It's a drama.
So it's scripted.
Yeah, it is. So, but set in Toronto, they've had lots of interesting episodes showing backdrops of Toronto and everything, ranging from everything from a kid bringing a gun into school because he was being bullied to a guy who
was that kid you, Shane?
No. Somebody who was financially stressed and ended up taking hostages at the Toronto Stock Exchange.
Which ironically happened in Edmonton.
Yeah, except it wasn't the Stock Exchange, it was a Workers' Compensation Board, but they could easily base an episode off that. And
how about if this guy saw Flashpoint and was, you know, inspired by it? I think this show is bad.
No.
It's encouraging people to hold people hostage.
No, because there are people that end up kind of getting their heads blown off sometimes, you know?
Wow.
So sometimes they negotiated peacefully, but a few times they've had to take them out.
Yeah, Shane and I agreed that the guy who was holding the people hostage should have been taken out by police snipers. I'm not for people being killed by the state, but when you're holding people hostage, then you frankly deserve to die, especially if you're threatening their life.
Yeah, that's the only time actually on the show that they've had to resorted to that was when hostages were at stake. So, Otherwise, they've ended up using non-lethal force. So it's had pretty good ratings in Canada for good Canadian shows. So
and, I'm sure I could find it online, but I'm just not interested.
Yeah, you could. And it's had good U.S. ratings, too, like upwards of 9 million. So it's going to be around for at least another Season 3, and if Season 3 does well, Season 4. So if you're in Canada, it airs Friday nights on CTV. I'm not sure when it's coming back to CBS, but I'm pretty sure you could catch the old episodes on the CBS website or Hulu it or whatever you guys call it. I'm not too sure on that.
Hulu.
Yeah.
Oh, God, only 7 minutes till racists on question time.
Okay, well, we'll wrap this up then. But yeah, check out Flashpoint. We're extending the Halloween contest another week because we've only gotten 3 entries so far. We'd like some more. It's not that hard. All you need to do is put together a RuneScape costume, take a picture, and send it to one of us.
And if you win, you get to be on the show and you get to be abused by me. No, I won't abuse you. I'll be nice.
Yeah, I won't abuse you either. So
Shane abusing anything. That's funny.
Yeah, so what you been up to, Mr. Woodward?
Nothing much.
Any stories?
No stories. It's been a fairly normal week.
You didn't hurt your knee again?
No, Shane. That was ages and ages ago. I would have gone to France. I would have gone to France if it wasn't for that damn machine.
And you like going to France, don't you?
No, I hate going to France, but it's a trade-off.
What about RuneScape?
I've been working on some quests, trying to just complete all the ones I missed. But I actually did... Yes, this is something I wanted to talk about. I did Summer's End, and I didn't die once. How many times did you die while on that quest, Shane?
Once. It doesn't count, though, because it was in the spirit realm.
Yeah, but you still died while on the quest.
Yes.
So, and I didn't die at any time in the spirit realm. So I am better than you at living in the spirit realm. Honestly, right? Seriously. I was reading loads of guides for that quest, because I kept reading things that said, oh, man, this quest is really hard. You know, everybody's probably going to die at least once. Really, really difficult. You know, almost impossible to not die. And I did it, and it was easy. It was not difficult at all. I think it could be possibly because I'm used to playing other MMOs that sort of are more sort of position combat orientated, where you have to move about a bit, and you know, you don't just right click, stand in the same spot,
you know,
and then click on your food.
You have to run around lots for it, right?
Yes, which I did very well.
Yeah, and the problem is, back when I did the quest, the agility update wasn't released, so the agility didn't recharge as fast as it does now.
Oh, rubbish, Shane. I bought Super Energy Restore. And it worked, honestly. I mean, there's somebody on Rumar, I can't remember who it was, but they said they died 9 times on the first bit, where you have to gather the wood. And I'm like, how did you die 9 times on that? I didn't even come close to dying. It's, you know, it's pretty obvious. When the big white thing is coming for you, you move. It's easy enough to see. The only bit that was probably reasonably hard, but still not that hard, was the bit at the end where you had to bless the graves. Because it was quite difficult to individually avoid, attempt to track where the 3 symbols were and avoid the hits. But even so, it wasn't difficult. I did it in one try.
Okay. I believe
Maybe
you.
I'm just better than all of you.
No, I don't think so. That's not a good attitude.
I'm better than
Shane,
but all of you, no, I don't think so. There's got to be somebody out there better than me.
Me?
Well, there probably are. Plenty of... No, not you, Shane.
But 99 farming.
Well done, Shane. You've wasted... You've got 25 million farming experience. That's nothing to be proud of, Shane.
Sure it is.
Nothing to be proud of.
Anyways,
when all your family come round, they ask to see your farming cape, and they say, look, it's Shane 12088.
No, of course not. No.
And your dad has 99 farming, doesn't he?
No.
Yeah, he does.
What? He doesn't even play.
Oh, Shane, I'll explain that joke after.
Okay. As for me, just had midterm on Monday, so...
How did that go?
I think it went fairly well. I don't know yet, because it's a...
When do you find out the results?
I don't know. It depends on how long the guy takes to mark them, you know? Was a multiple choice, which is good. Because I feel there's something so impersonal, about multiple choice, you know?
Multiple choice questions are a joke.
Yeah. So.
I could have taken that test if it was multiple choice and had a chance of passing, even though I know jack all about that subject.
And aside from that, I am under 200k now to 97 agility. So this weekend, did some of the diary, but I kind of stopped because I saw the reward and didn't feel it was worth it to continue with my time. And I installed the full version of Windows 7. So, yeah,
what an exciting week.
Yeah, I also got my Hackintosh working fully again, so I don't need to go out and buy an iMac. Not that I would, anyways. But yeah.
Yeah,
I think we're done then.
We are all done.
Okie dokie. Well, that said, remember to check out the Halloween Costume Contest and Informer. We will see you guys all next week for Evelyn at RuneWire.com/Brad. And Michelle at RuneWire.com/Shane.
You don't need to keep referring to us as that, you know.
See you next week, everyone. Goodbye.
You like it.
Wash your hands?
Of course I wash my hands. I'm not a bloody animal.
With soap?
Yes, with soap.
Good.
What else do you wash your hands with?
Rubbing alcohol.
I would drink that. No, I wouldn't. Do you know, there was something about in prisons with the recent swine flu scare, they had antibacterial gel which had alcohol in it and prisoners drank it. That made me smile. Anyway...